I do want to take a moment and say thank you to all the P1s that reached out to me yesterday, because yesterday was a special anniversary. Also, the John F. Kennedy death anniversary.
It was, yes.
And yeah, special
that's
might not be the grade.
Not what you're referring to, though, I don't
no,
think.
No, I'm talking to the things that people were congratulating me about. Now, I forget what year this was, but this was back at the old station. This could be like 15 years old for all I know, because this time of year, sometimes you get some line changes, people take time off. I was filling in doing tickers that morning. I gave Fernando a little message about myself off air, and then that was brought on air by Craig Jr. Miller, and hilarity ensues.
Oh, at Dealey Plaza with the wireless mic at 9:15. It's a very big day for Gordo, November 22nd. It's also a very big day for our own Sean Bash. Sean, would you like to tell everybody why this is such a special day for you?
I wouldn't call it a special day. It's just sort of an awkward, weird day for me, because back in 1998, when I was a 16-year-old kid, and I was able to summon the power of LHO, and I was able to, I guess, cross home for the first time in life. So it was really odd driving home that night, trying to get my head around it, and I'm listening to the ticket, and it was in a commercial break. And
what does that mean, cross home?
I was able to feel the love of a woman to completion for the first time in life. When I was a 16-year-old.
To completion.
So I'm driving home listening to old audio from the day Kennedy was assassinated, and then I get home and my dad's on the sofa watching some conspiracy crap about JFK. So it was a very weird happening, and every time I hear anything about the JFK assassination, I can't help but think of that weird, crazy night that I tried to just, I don't know. It was such an awkward night in life, just because you're 16 and you have no idea what you're doing on that front at all. So that's why it's a weird November 22nd for me every year. Thank you.
All right, it's 7:45 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Man, Let me ask you something.
Like a son of a gun.
I have truly never quite understood this. Why would someone share something like that on the air?
I guess, I don't know, the hard line talk you into that at some point?
Or? I was talking off air to Fernando earlier, and he alerted you, clearly, so.
You lost your virgin on November 22nd.
Yeah.
Kennedy when you were 16.
Yeah, I know.
Are you still in touch with this woman?
No, not at all.
Did you love her at the time?
No, not at all.
Oh, God.
Not all right. So it didn't last. Now, you only fired one bullet, right?
Yes, I was the lone gunman that night.
All right, didn't on that eye.
So head snap.
Happy anniversary.
Back into the left.
Your head went back into the left and fired the lone bullet.
A couple of times, I think.
Oh, man.
Happy anniversary, Sean.
Yes, that was
horrible.
Thank you.
There's a lot there.
Yeah.
You kind of had the nervous fast talk. It was a little bit of Rick Carlisle question there where you kept going. You could kind of sense that you weren't getting any reaction from the guys, so you kept talking.
Well, at our old studio, you could see them. I knew what was happening. They were laying out. But, yeah, I was, one, nervous talking about the subject. And at that point in my career, I was nervous to just have Gordo talk to me on air.
Still. Me, the same. I would say so, yeah.
Huh. Well.
So, do you have some sort of Pavlovian response to, like, watching the Zapruder film?
No.
Like, to this day?
Or just assassinations in general?
You just pitch a tent if you see anything about JFK's assassination?
No, there's no physical reaction, but...